Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. You're listening to podcast episode number 136, and this is being recorded on March 21st, 2008. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. Well, today I'm going to talk a little bit about a project that recently wrapped up, and the completed project is now able to be viewed online. I did a video with Cable in the Classroom, and just to give you a little bit of background about how that video came about, I've done some stuff with Cable in the Classroom over the last several years. I was very fortunate to be honored by the cable industry in 2006 as one of their Cable's Leaders in Learning Award winners, and since then I've done some work with them and some consulting and different types of advisory roles. And last year they asked me to come out to Washington for one of their meetings in February of 2007, where they had the different people from all the different cities around the country that basically help educators on how they can use Cable in the Classroom resources in their own area. And I wasn't able to go because I'd been out of the classroom quite a bit that month. But I said, hey, I can send a little video about how I use Cable in the Classroom, things like CNN Student News. There's a simulation for elections called Elections. Basically, they provide our internet service, and so all the podcasting and study cast and things that I do are basically run through Time Warner and the connection and stuff we have at school. So I created this short little video on PhotoStory 3 and then sent it along, and they showed it at the meeting, and I guess quite a few people wanted to go back and use it in their own cities with educators, and they wanted to be able to distribute the video. Unfortunately, some of the pictures were of students that were from 3 or 4 years ago, and it was almost impossible to get a permission slip from each of those students. And so they came back this year and said, hey, we'd really like to come in and do a similar video, bring in a production company, do the video, get all the paperwork for the students that you currently have in class as far as permissions and parental waivers and things like that. And then once we produce the video, then we can distribute it to cable networks. We can also use it for different educator workshops that we have. And I said, great. So about 2 or 3 months ago, Viva Productions came in, and they did a video shoot in our classroom. And it was a very interesting day because they had all kinds of lights, and they had all kinds of microphones. They shot everything in high definition. So they spent an entire day working with our students, and it was a really neat, unique experience for my students to be on camera. And they didn't have a script or anything ahead of time, so they were just kind of being directed as they were on the set, and you know, a little bit of an idea of what they should be doing or saying. And we were actually doing some different projects with Audacity and using laptops, so it worked out pretty well. And they shot all the video, and then I had to come in and do a voiceover, because basically I'm kind of telling the story of how we use Cable in the Classroom products or resources. And so I did a voiceover in a local studio at RSV Productions in Lee Summit, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. Then they put the voiceover on top of the video, and the video has recently been completed. It's a total of 3 minutes, which is pretty amazing when you think about the fact that they shot for like an entire day, and then they boiled it down to 3 minutes. But it's a really neat, high-energy video talking about how we use these products, how we use the resources, and it came off looking really, really good, I think. So I have a link on the website where you can actually see the video online, and then they've also sent out a DVD, and I believe that the first part of April 2008, they're going to have the meeting that I wasn't able to attend the year before, and I've been asked to go out to Washington for the premiere of the video, and then they'll begin to distribute the video to the different networks and area people so they can bring it out to different educator workshops. So really excited that my students were able to participate. They did an awesome job. My students are rock stars. They're movie stars, and they did a great job on the video shoot. And everybody's really excited about the final product. And I did include some pictures on the blog of what it looked like the day of the shoot, and with the cameras and all the settings and stuff. They had dollies. They could do like you know, rolling pictures across the classroom and things like that. So I did include some pictures, and then, of course, you can see the video on the link there, so I'd encourage you to check it out. Would like to thank a couple of people that had a huge hand in the production. Julie Zastro is the person that came out from Viva Productions, and, of course, she's working with all of us complete amateurs, so I'm sure it was a challenge for her to try and get us to do kind of exactly what she wanted us to do, but she did an awesome job. Also, Kat Stewart from Cable in the Classroom came out, and she basically put all the production stuff together and coordinated things, and she did a great job. And then RSVP Productions in Lee Summit is who did the audio. And again, they're working with me when I did the voiceover, and I'm a complete amateur, so they were very patient with me, and they helped me get the exact timing down for all the audio stuff. So I appreciate all their help. And then Joyce Peters is the Kansas City Time Warner representative, and she was there on the day of the video shoot, and she's been a great help in a lot of different projects here in the Kansas City area for teachers and how they can use Time Warner and Cable in the Classroom resources. So go ahead and check out that video and check out the pictures on the blog. And if you have any comments, as always, you can email us at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And until next time, thanks for listening. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.sondzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.